today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We close the door on 2017.
Wait a minute, someone's at the door.
Randall!
This is the last day of the third week.
It is.
Of listener favorites.
We're in the home stretch.
Okay, so it is great. So many people called.
It is amazing.
We got more calls maybe than we even anticipated.
Yeah, I can't even believe it.
People want to do two things. They want to share what they really liked from last year, the music that really touched them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And they also want the mixtape, right?
They want the mixtape because the mixtape is cool and unique and different and one of a kind.
So if you haven't heard this already, and I'm sure you have, we basically put together... each of us put together a mix of some of our favorite songs from last year, put it on an actual cassette tape, and we are mailing that out to people who called our hotline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we've been doing this now for 3 weeks, and we're going to wrap it up today, and then we're going to get back to, you know, more normal things that we talk about next week. But so we've got the three remaining calls. Actually, I'm going to check the machine while we're talking.
Check
Make sure we didn't
really
get any
quick.
More.
Yep.
But there are three remaining calls by my count. And so, actually, there are four now.
Oh,
we
wow.
got another one.
So, I got to ask you, Jim, are we going to allow this under the wire?
We're
okay.
Gonna allow
we're going to allow it. Okay.
Late entry. So, we'll
okay.
get to that fourth one. Let's kick off with one that we already have ready to go, already queued up, threaded up here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here is call number one for today.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. This is Jesse Mordine. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted to just touch base with you on my favorite album of 2017. I know y'all just mentioned it, but St. Vincent Mass Seduction. Prior to this past year, I've heard of, but never really heard St. Vincent. But then the song called Piddles came on, and it was at first a little bit annoying, but then it just grew on me, and then it just... made me want to go and listen to all of her other stuff on that album. So Hang On Me, great song, probably a great first song on the album. And then Lost Ages, another fantastic song. New York, another great one, as well as Slow Disco. So, yeah, I loved it. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work. Thank you, appreciate it.
I know you're probably sleeping. I got this thing I can think.
That's the second call to mention St. Vincent, right?
Yeah, exactly. Very cool album.
And did the classic longtime listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
We got that.
I love that. Nice to hear from Jesse.
Now, St. Vincent's really pretty great. And I didn't listen to that record much last year, and I've only been listening to it in the last couple of weeks, and I really like it a lot. Mass Seduction.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, let's move on to the next call. This one is a bit of a cheat. We're going to have to get a ruling from the judge,
okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim and Patrick. Peter Nordgren calling in from way up north in Cornucopia, Wisconsin. I'm just getting around to calling you with what I was listening to in 2017. And one record that I've really enjoyed has been Alejandro Escovedo's Burn Something Beautiful. Actually came out just at the end of 2016. Alejandro, of course, has been around for a while. Worked with people like Chuck Prophet, and on this particular record, a lot of work with Peter Buck, Kurt Block, Scott McKay, a lot of that Portland influence that was recorded up in Portland. Some things I love on this record. The overall sound is something that I got to say, the late Doug Sam, Sir Doug, would have really just loved this record. It's got that little bit of Tex-Mex to it and lots of rock to it. Some of the highlights for me, the song Suit of Lights has a nice rock sound to it. There's a hidden track on it, and it's a song that I saw him do on Austin City Limits. He brought out a chorus of young women to back it. I think it's called We Are Alone. It's just a lovely song. But the one I really enjoy on this record is called Shave the Cat. I think the name says it all. So Alejandro was one of the sounds that made 2017 for me. Keep up the good work, and we'll be listening. Bye for now.
Thank you, Peter, for the call.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So, Judge, give me a ruling on that. It came out the end of 2016. Mm-hmm. Does it count for 2017?
I'm going to allow it for the simple reason, Jim, that I love Alejandro Escobedo. So, yeah, I'm going to allow that.
I completely agree. And for him, you know, that was what he listened to a lot in 2017, right? Because it came out at the end of the previous year. So that's okay. We will allow it. You will get the tape, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to get the tape.
So I share your love for Alejandro Escobedo. And here's the thing, not that many people know him. I mean, people really in the know know him. But have you ever met anyone who, once they heard Alejandro Escobedo, didn't love his music?
I actually have not. And I'll tell you what, I am lucky enough to have reviewed Alejandro twice and actually interviewed him once. So,
oh, wow.
I have become a huge fan. And he, you know, he did time in a punk band in San Francisco in 78 called The Nuns.
The Nuns, yep.
He did some time in Rank and File.
That's
and
right.
He was also in The True Believers. So, and he also overcame hepatitis C and was really sick at one point. And they did a tribute album for him because he couldn't pay his medical bills. And he's come back from all that to be a mature artist who's just a graceful performer and
yes.
a really deep songwriter. I mean, that guy is as deep as it gets. You know, he really is.
So great. He mentioned the collaborations he's done with the Chuck Prophet, you know, two guys who sort of share, I think, a lot of the same sensibilities.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah. Great stuff. So we definitely will
nice
allow
call.
That.
Yeah. And also the other thing I'll say, Jim, about Peter's call is, you know how I was saying that if I was feeling down, I was feeling awake at like 2 o'clock in the morning, that I might want to hear Kevin Clement's voice. I might also want to call Peter and ask what it's like to live in Cornucopia, Wisconsin. Because is that, can you get more Norman Rockwell than that town? I don't know. It sounds so soothing.
Cornucopia.
Idyllic.
It sounds like, yes, fields, yeah, right?
Exactly. Soft autumn hues.
Let's get to the next call.
All right.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas. Host of your favorite Bruce Springsteen podcast, I hope. I've got three albums that I love this year. Jake Clemens, current saxophone player of the E Street Band and Clarence Clemens' nephew, Fear and Love, came out in January of 2017. Loved that album. It's good to see him, you know, do a vocalist. And, you know, he had a pretty good career before he joined the E Street Band. Then, of course, Little Steven had Soulfire, which was his first album in a lot of years. I was able to see him in Dallas when he came and toured. Got to meet him. Have a picture of that on my Setlist and Bruce Facebook page. And then the last one, I don't know really if it hits the rock, but Glenn Campbell's last album, Adios. It is filled with him doing a few different songs, and I really liked the way he ended his career with making music as he fought Alzheimer. So that's the three I picked. Very old man picks. But thank you guys. Once again, this is Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas. Bye.
Storm could cause the worst flooding the state has seen in more than 7 years.
Hold tight, she's a hurricane. She's coming to blow your house down. Hold on, here she comes again. Do your best to stand your ground. Stand firm, breathe slow to the sky.
So, you know, he basically is going around the E Street Band, listening to their solo albums.
Yeah.
That's cool. But the Glenn Campbell thing, Glenn Campbell just is one of the artists we lost in 2017. It was August of 2017, mm-hmm. and he was really, really a very talented musician, started off as a session musician and could play like basically all kinds of styles of music.
It's funny you say that, Jim, because I just pulled this record out that I found actually 2 days ago when I was browsing the record store. Look at this.
The astounding 12-string guitar of Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, so this is just an album of him playing the 12-string acoustic guitar, to your point. That's how talented the guy was. He just cut this in like one day for Capitol Records, you know, some point in the 60s, because, yeah, I'm that good.
He always seemed to me like one of those guys who just seemed completely at ease, you know, playing guitar, singing, being on stage, whatever, you know, he could just do it. No problem. So that's very sad, you know, in the later years. But it's funny that even with Alzheimer's, if you watch that documentary about him, even with Alzheimer's, he still felt completely at home on stage. He would like come alive and he would just remember, you know, lyrics and all the guitar parts and all that kind of stuff.
Music has power to cut through a lot of mysterious things. And in many ways, he had a very honest, graceful exit from this planet.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess that I'm doing fine. Been so long now. But it seems like it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away?
Rest in power, Glenn Campbell.
Absolutely. And thanks, Jesse. Yeah.
Thanks very much for the call, Jesse. And Jesse's podcast, if you didn't catch that in his little plug.
Yeah.
You know, way to go. We have no problem with that. Plug your stuff. Set Lusting Bruce, where he just talks about Springsteen.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
They talk about, he has guests on, they talk about shows they've been to, favorite shows, what he played at the shows, all that kind of stuff.
Fabulous, so, yeah.
Okay, I mentioned that we got one more call in here under the wire.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like
what's that?
Literally came through as I was checking the machine here before we started. I have not listened to this. The others I listened to before we started recording. So you and I are both hearing this cold. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Randall Brown from Knoxville, Tennessee. I know I'm really late to the game on this best of 2017 stuff, but I was listening to some of the others and thought I would call in just in case you guys needed another one. I think it's pretty obvious the album that meant the most to me in 2017 was my band's album, Quart Jars Squatch, An Odyssey in Space and Time.
sun full time all day long. Songs up for everyone, maintain kind and strong. Know your rights and check your privilege. Know your rights and check your privilege.
It definitely enveloped the year for us. But I'll go on and talk about music I wasn't involved in the recording of. And I'd have to start, I'll start with the top, the reverse of a countdown. The Flaming Lips' Oxymelody was my favorite release of the year. It usually is them when they put something out, and they put out a really good one. Very atmospheric, groovy sounds, lots of interesting rhythms. And then after that, singer-songwriter named Dan Reeder put out an album called Nobody Wants to Be You. It's actually a 5-song EP, but it was quite a surprise. Didn't know Dan was going to put anything out.
Kung Fu is my fighting style. My fighting style is Kung Fu. Now Kung Fu is my fighting style. My fighting style is Kung Fu. So back off, bitch. A high speed is the way I do. The way I do is high speed. A high speed is the way I do. The way I do is high speed. So back off, bitch.
He doesn't often release stuff, but he records all in his own house on instruments that he built himself, and he's really good and clever. Then I'll throw in my hat behind St. Vincent's Mass Seduction again. A couple of folks were talking about that on your show, and that was a fine album, and the show was very good and interesting. Very curious one-person show she did. Moving on, Memphis band Space Space, one of those guys is also in the Flaming Lips, and they put out an awesome album of psychedelic harmonies called Sun Kids this year, or last year, 2017. And I had heard of the OCs for years, but I hadn't ever really been grabbed by them, but then their album Orc really spoke to me with its craziness. Kentucky band I like a lot called Wax Fang. They're out of Louisville, I think. They put out an album called Victory Laps, and it was real good. And that's all I could think of right off. I'm sure I'm missing one that I listen to every other day, and I'll think of it when I hang up the phone. But thanks for playing Court Jar all the time, and thanks for talking about music in such interesting ways. And have a great 2018.
All right, I'm glad we took that call.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Randall. So Randall, of course, of Court Jar. Court Jar does our opening theme music.
Yeah, and I think Squatch pretty much deserves a place in everyone's top 10 in 2017. Jim, it was an unfettered, moving, and excellent effort from a Knoxville power trio.
And, you know, we talked about Jesse promoting his stuff.
Yeah.
And then Randall just turns around and does it too, so... That's awesome.
It's beautiful.
All right. I want to start with the end here. Wax Fang.
Mm-hmm.
You being the Discogs guy.
Yeah.
I think you'll appreciate this because I have a rare CD in my collection.
Okay.
So Wax Fang is a band from Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Louisville for 10 years. We did not overlap though. So Wax Fang came out with their first record in, it says here, 2006, which would have been, actually that was the, no, I take it back. That was the year I moved.
Okay.
So that was my last year there.
Okay.
So in 2005, I bought a CD by this artist in Louisville named Scott Carney.
Okay.
Okay. And it was called Black and Endless Night. I'm looking at the Discogs page here right now, 2005.
So you bought it like from him or like at a show or something?
I'm pretty sure I bought it at Ear Ecstasy Records.
Oh, okay.
They had a local music section and a friend of mine recommended Scott's record to me. And I think that's where I bought it. So Scott Carney, Black and Endless Night. And then I hear of this band called Wax Fang.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out a record called Black and Endless Night with the same cover.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Okay. So here's the deal.
Huh.
It's Scott Carney deciding to form a band.
Oh.
And not just be a solo act. Call the band Wax Fang.
Ah.
And the next year, put out the record again.
Wow.
The same record, same cover and everything else. The only difference is the name of the artist changed.
Marketing.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have the Scott Carney one.
Wow.
So that's probably worth a
good amount. Yeah.
Yeah, a few cents, mm-hmm. right?
I would imagine.
At this point.
Wax Fang is very cool.
Yeah, so there you go. And so I guess Wax Fang had something new. I didn't even know this. Yeah, Victory Laps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I did know it because I have it saved on Spotify. I guess I forgot. I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
All right, there was some really great stuff there, too.
Yeah.
Again, another shout-out for St. Vincent.
Absolutely, and the OC's Orc album was cool, if you didn't hear that one. Yeah,
that's a great band.
That's put out a lot of stuff, but yeah. I think this is the first one where they dropped the T-H-E-E off the name of the band and put it out.
The OC's.
Yeah, it's just OC's now,
okay.
Or this one came out under that name, so.
Great stuff. So thanks for calling in, Randall.
Thank
that's
you,
awesome.
Randall.
The mixtape is on its way.
Yes, sir.
All right, that was a lot of calls over 3 weeks.
God,
a lot of stuff, a lot of great music.
Our listeners, Jim.
I'm going to mention, I've been trying to keep up here. I'll have to go in and maybe clean it up a little bit. But if you go to my Spotify page, so go to Jim Lenihan on Spotify, I did put together a playlist called Listener Favorites 2017.
Oh.
And you'll see, I tried to capture, I think, all the selections that people made. And so you'll be able to check that out there as well. I got a few more to put on here. So it's going to be over 3 hours of music
Fantabulous,
from last year.
Man.
Right there.
That's so great. And thanks everybody for calling in and hopefully you enjoy the tape. It is 90 minutes of rock and roll stylings from 2017 picked by yours truly. And this is it. Limited edition, Jim. We're closing the door, shutting the gates, pulling down the iron curtain. It's over.
That's it. And if you don't like the tape, you can just tape over it.
Yeah. Record the Casey Kasem Top 40.
All right. Let's get out of here. I just mentioned that next week we'll be back with kind of just more of our normal ramblings.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we have some special stuff planned, but it's too early to announce that yet. The show is on pretty regularly.
Every day.
Every day. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Spotify.
Yes.
And a bunch of other podcast platforms, pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Please rate and review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you could do that, that would be awesome. And then also you can call the Suburban Party line, leave a message about something that at this point is not 2017 related. The number is
612-440-1984.
Or email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster. This has been a lot of fun. Thank
this
you
has
all.
Been tons of fun. Thanks all very much. And we'll talk to you all again next week.
Have a great 2018.